Jeanette. I just had to throw that in there. I wondered if anybody would be listening. Good morning, everyone. We've waited for this day. We're gathered in your name, calling out to you.
Well, good morning, church. I think it's a great day to be in the house of the Lord. Amen? Man, it's a great time of year. We got a couple of weeks right now that we can just concentrate on thankfulness and thanksgiving. I think all of us have lots of stuff in our lives that we can thank God for. I know I sure do. I'm so blessed. I thank God for each and every one of you. I thank God for our church family here. We might not be big in numbers, but we sure are big in love in this place, and I just thank God for that. Amen. So, yeah, amen. Let's just praise God a little bit. It's exciting to be with you guys. It is. Many times I come in here and pray, and I tell you what, I like being in here with you guys a lot more than by myself. So, today I'm going to get back into the book of Revelation. We haven't been there for a while. We're going to start looking at some of the stuff that strikes fear in so many people's hearts, but I just want to remind us where we started out at. And you read Revelation, you interpret Revelation through your relationship with Jesus Christ. And if you're born from above, if you're born again, if you know that the Lamb's blood has washed you clean, then we can look at all this stuff and not be worried about it. We can have confidence that we're going to have a front row seat in heaven as this stuff happens. And I also think it's a great motivator for us to make sure we're sharing the message of hope with people all around us. Knowing we have confidence, and we want to replace people's fear with confidence in Christ. Amen? Well, Heavenly Father, we just kick off today with, I just want to pray the same thing we just sang. Lord, would you please show us your glory in this place today? Would you let us see your goodness right here today, Lord? There's a few people that came in today, Lord, that are a little under the weather, are fighting off sickness, fighting off illness, fighting off pain. Father, would you please pour out your Holy Ghost right now in a fresh and tangible way, and would you please heal your people? Your word says that you've healed all of our sicknesses, you've healed all of our infirmities through the cross and through the finished work of Christ on that cross. So, Father, we just believe it, and we claim it. We receive total healing right now in this place and for everyone that's listening on the radio and everyone that's listening on the internet. Healing in Jesus Christ's mighty name. Amen. Let's say good morning to each other. And, of course, we're trying to cut down on our contact due to our COVID concerns. So respect each other's bubbles. Well, good morning again. So you guys notice that we are doing bulletins again, and if you look at one of the back pages, the one that says Dear Newhall Christian Fellowship, it just kind of gives an outline of what's going on and what we're thinking about with the whole COVID numbers in our community, and just that right now there's no nursery, no children's church. We're taking a break from small groups, and that includes game night. So we don't know how long this will be. We know this is going to pass, but we just want to do the best we can keeping each other safe. And, just walking through this with some caution, common sense, but also staying connected as much as we can in the family of God. Amen? Amen. Somebody said, well, that's fear. And I just said, well, you look both ways before you cross a busy street, don't you? And so if that's fear, then I guess I'm guilty. But I would hate to think that I carried something from one person to another person that cost them their life. And so I just want to try to be careful. I think all of us want to be careful without getting overboard in it and all that stuff. But so that just gives you an outline where we're at in that. But I just encourage, as much as you can, try to stay connected with at least one or two people. Maybe make some phone calls, email, text, all that stuff. Just so we can somehow stay connected as this thing kind of goes through. And I think before we know it, we'll be on the other side of this. Things will be back to normal. And what's normal anymore? Whatever that is, we're going to find it together, and it's going to be good. Amen? So can I have the ushers come up? We'll take the offering. Yep, amen. Amen. Yep. I just want to say thank you to God for the faithfulness of the giving in this place. Thank you to all of you guys, and thank God that he's just shown his faithfulness so much in the finances in this place. And they're saying that about 1 out of 5 churches are closing now just due strictly to COVID and all the stuff that COVID's causing. So I just want to say thank you, God, that in the midst of all this other stuff, your faithfulness shines in this place, shines in each one of our lives and in our families and in our homes. And today, Lord, we're just going to give back to you what you already gave us. And we're declaring you are our faithful God, and we trust you completely. Lord, please bless this offering and glorify your name and help people with it. Would you please do that? In Jesus' name, amen. Absolutely. No, absolutely. No, absolutely. We're wide open. Even if they're not, I'll go visit them. I just have to be careful what I do. Yep. Like I say, I'm just trying to stick in my mind, be mindful I could be a carrier. Because with all the experience I've had in the different African nations, I can just forget about that stuff and just go about business. But I don't want to bring something back to anyone else and hurt them. So I think with that, I'd like to invite the worship team up. And we're still a place of hope, so I'm glad that you brought that up, Diane. This is a place of hope, and even if we got to kind of be careful what we're doing, hey, God's still in control. Jesus, our God, he is mighty to save, and we still preach the same gospel.
Good morning, everyone. We ready to go into the throne room of God? I am. What a better place to be, or the best place to be, is in the throne room of God. Hallelujah. You give